Lyme is a problematic disease. It can be tough to treat and even tougher to diagnose. The Food and Drug Administration recommends a test that works pretty well. It identifies about 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease a year, mostly in the Northeast. But the test doesn't catch every case of Lyme disease. And as investigative reporter Beth Daly discovered, for-profit labs have cropped up offering their own test for Lyme disease.
The reason why people go to these other tests is that they're sick. Like, they are really sick. So they go for an FDA test that says it's negative. So then they start shopping around to other doctors. And there's a group of doctors out there who will diagnose you with Lyme not using the same criteria the medical establishment does. And many of them will rely on these tests.
The problem is, because of an FDA loophole, these labs are not required to scientifically prove that their tests actually identify the disease. These tests cost anywhere from $100 to $1,000 and many times are not covered by health insurance. Beth Daly.
You have to be very careful because you don't know which ones are good. It comes down to you have to trust the lab's word. I don't want to do that because there are unscrupulous people out there. And as a result, I may say many people are probably being diagnosed with Lyme or not diagnosed with Lyme and being given inappropriate treatment.
Beth Daly's report can be found at the New England Center for Investigative Reporting's website, necir.org. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.